From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, December 19th. Chico Unified School District swore in two new board members at its meeting yesterday. Longtime educators Tisha Hayes and Gail Olson both supported the Butte County School Repair Bond, also known as Measure C, and highlighted the rights of LGBTQ plus students during their campaigns. In other news, the board of directors for a controversial water district in Butte County met at the Chico State Farm yesterday. They also answered questions from the public about the new district. NSPR's Ken Duvall was there and has more.
The Tuscan Water District was formed in February. The district covers a large area of land in western Butte County, but it's been contentious. Some smaller landowners are concerned the district will allow large farms to have more decision-making power, and environmental groups worry about overpumping groundwater. Organizers hoped a public workshop would allow them to speak to those concerns.
I wish we had 500 people here, to be honest.
That's Toby Giesentanner, general manager of the Tuscan Water District.
Groundwater matters. It matters to all of us, including the farmers. You know, we had about 15 to 20 folks today, so I was happy about that. I wish we had more.
The public workshop Giesentanner led provided general information on the history and reasons for the Tuscan District's formation. It also addressed how it will work and where it fits in the larger regional water management scheme. Conversations between board members and the audience were cordial, even when there were at times sharp differences of opinion. A vote among affected landowners to fund the district is currently underway. All ballots must be submitted by January 15th. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
And after a series of wet winter storms, Shasta Lake levels are nearly 18 feet higher than they were in mid-November. According to the Redding Record Searchlight, the dam is at 113% of the historic average and is about two-thirds full. Levels in the dam are expected to rise even more as another series of winter storms are forecast to arrive over the weekend. They'll bring rain to the lower elevations and chances of snow in the foothills and mountains. And finally, a nonprofit in Chico is celebrating Haiti's Independence Day. Sharing Blessings to Others founder Jean-Christophe Michaud grew up in Haiti and wants to share his culture with Chico.
Figured out that there's a lot of people that only know about Haiti when they're on a disaster, like earthquake or hurricane. You know, that's the only way people know about Haiti. And then, that's always stayed with me. I was like, how can I, introduce Haiti more?
At the event, there will be a raffle and authentic cuisine, including pumpkin soup. The traditional dish was forbidden to enslaved people until the country's revolution and independence.
And that's why the pumpkin soup is such a big deal in Haiti. It reminds us, what we went through, and then, it's part of our victory.
The event will be at the Fraternal Order of Eagles on January 1st. And those were your headlines for Thursday, December 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more on local and state news, head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.